Hey, and welcome back to another episode of The Straight Shooter Recruiter. My name's Emily, and my goal is to help you thrive in your 9-to-5 and beyond. And damn, girl, it's been beyond a couple of months since I've talked to you. Like, I don't think I've sat down to record a podcast episode since January, which is absolutely bananas. I knew I was going to take a couple of months off because I was moving apartments and honestly just had a lot of things up in the air, but I really didn't expect it to be like a full-on six-month whole-ass break. And man, some things have changed. Some things are really exciting. I'm excited to have a lot of episodes pre-recorded, so we're not going to go through this lull again for this season. But if you're ready to talk careers, talk confidence, talk all things, really just all things, that sentence could have stopped there. Make sure you get comfortable, grab a coffee, and let's get into it. Okay, so life update before I actually get into this episode. And if you don't care, that's fine. Just fast forward. I'm not going to get my feelings hurt. Okay, maybe I will a little bit, but I'll let it slide. Anyways, first thing, I moved cities. I'm an hour away from my family now. I know I always said I lived in Toronto. I was lying. I didn't actually live in Toronto. I lived like an hour outside of the city. I just didn't want to tell you what town it was because you could fully triangulate me. Like, it would not be difficult to find me there because it was small. But long story short, I moved. I'm in a new apartment. I live right downtown. Like, I'm talking right in the core of the city. I've been here for just over 2 months and I'm so freaking happy. It's definitely a different lifestyle though. I feel like I'm going out all the time and not like partying going out. I just mean like I'm always out. Like, I'm grabbing lunch with people. I'm running into people I went to university with. I'm catching up with old coworkers. I just feel like my whole life has been boring until this point and I didn't realize it. So I've been really happy with that. My dog, Binky, as you know, has many a behavioral issue, but he's actually been adjusting decently. Not perfect, but as good as he's gonna get. But the podcast, oh my gosh, so much has been happening. Over the last few months, I've of course still been focusing on my Instagram and my TikTok. I am always posting on there, like hell or high water, I'm posting on there. But I've been working pretty hard to diversify my content. And that's not because I don't love careers. I'm always going to talk about careers. Please don't panic, don't unsubscribe. Like, everything's fine. We're still talking careers. But I've also found that a lot of people have been asking me questions about things that aren't necessarily related to recruitment. Like, I've had people ask about how to communicate more clearly, how to be more confident, how to feel more confident meeting new people. And that's really when I started using this tagline on TikTok, which is thrive in your 9-to-5 and beyond. And the 9-to-5 part we've already been talking about, that's been the whole basis of my platform. But the beyond is something I only really talked about on TikTok. It's like, yes, you feel great at work. Yes, you feel great in your interviews, but how are you building confidence and feeling good about yourself outside of work? Because I really believe how confident and, you know, secure you feel all the time impacts, yes, your personal life, but also your professional life. And I really think over the years, I've become pretty damn good at being confident, at advocating for myself, at communicating. And I think all of these different subjects really melt into each other, and you really can't have one without the other. So I kind of thought I was doing myself and honestly you all a disservice by not having a more robust topic coverage that we're looking at. So I'm not exclusively going to be looking at recruitment anymore. Obviously, that's still going to be at the forefront, but I really want to talk about things like communication, meeting new people, how to not give an SHIT what people think, your personal finances. I want to have more guests on the show. I want this to be the show that you go to when you're feeling low or when you're feeling nervous, whether it's about an interview, a date, life in general, and you know you're going to get some hopefully sound advice and just feel a little bit less alone. So that's the new direction for the show. I've been working really hard on making that my brand online and other places, and you all have been really enjoying it, so I don't want to lose momentum. All right, let's get into this episode, but before we do, oh my God, if you are not subscribed, what are you doing? What? What do you mean you're not subscribed? Subscribe right now. Please leave a rating, leave a review, do all of the things. It means so freaking much to me. That's how I keep this show going. That's how we can hopefully identify sponsors. Like, that's what I want. It's what I want. Please, it's what I need. Okay, I'm done talking. I'm so sick of my voice already, and it's been like 4 minutes. Let's get into it. So if you've been living under a rock, you might not be aware that right now we're living in what we call the Great Resignation. In a nutshell, what that means is it's a candidate's market. It means that candidates have a lot more power than employers do. It means you have a lot more wiggle room to negotiate on compensation. You get to be picky on if you feel like going into the office or if you'd prefer to be remote. Basically, it means it's made my life as a recruiter an actual living hell because it is so hard to attract talent. there's a bunch of reasons for this. I don't really want to go super in depth. I do have an episode on this already, but essentially the pandemic really has been a catalyst for this. What I mean by that is the pandemic really helped shine light on some of the inequity that we had in the job market. And working from home also made people realize that the work-life balance they thought they had really wasn't that great. And working from home blurred the lines between the work and the life and the balance part. So people were drawing the line. They were realizing how short life was, how stressful life has been, and they're leaving jobs that no longer are making them feel good or feel secure or treating them with the respect that they deserve. So they're quitting. They're starting their own businesses. They're applying to other companies. And there's this mass exodus from companies that aren't adjusting or adapting with the times. Basically, it means we have a lot of movement happening, and it's all at the hands of our candidates. It's a good news story for you. It's a bad news story for me as a recruiter, but who really gives a shit about me? Am I right? So we're starting to see a little bit of a shift. If you were to have asked me 4 months ago, I would say ask for the moon. Go to that tech startup, ask for the biggest damn salary you've ever asked for, because guess what? They're going to give it to you. That's how competitive the landscape has been. There's a bunch of other factors, including how the pandemic changed how we work in the sense that now many people are working remotely. So you might be working in a small Canadian town getting paid US bucks by a US-based company. Anyways, I could speak about this for hours. Like I said, I've got a full episode on that. But we're starting to see a little bit of a shift. And frankly, it's a shift that makes me nervous. I don't want to use this big scary word, but I'm going to. We're heading into a recession. In fact, we're probably already in the middle of a recession. So what does that mean for us? So if you were thinking of looking for a new job, does this mean that you should stop? No, I don't think it means that you should stop. I think it means you need to be really strategic about where you're going. And I'm giving you this advice as someone who genuinely cares about your well-being. I don't think now is the time to move into a small-scale tech startup. I just don't. Unless it's a business plan that is foolproof, that's recession-proof, that it's absolutely brilliant, and frankly has nothing to do with cryptocurrency, then maybe, yeah, it could be a good idea. But I think if you're going to go into a really early stage tech startup right now, you need to be aware that there's a pretty large amount of risk that you're absorbing as part of that move. It doesn't mean that it's not the right move. It doesn't mean that we don't take risks. I just want to make sure that you're actually aware of it. I also think right now it's really important for us to be researching hiring trends of these companies over the last 2 years. A lot of the companies that panicked in the pandemic and went on similar hiring freezes and had mass layoffs are likely the companies who are going to do that all over again as we head into the recession. So do some research on the companies that you're applying to, because there might be some things in their history that are doomed to repeat themselves. This also means that I want you to negotiate to have probationary periods taken out of your offer letter. A probationary period is essentially the ask that you are on probation for the first 2 or 3 months of working at that company, aka they can fire you without cause, without severance, at the drop of a dime in the first couple of months. Usually I would say that's totally fine, that's business, blah, 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 get over it. Nope. Because what they're going to do is if they continue to hire and in a couple of months they get cold feet because of the recession, guess who's the first on the chopping block? It's you, baby. It's you. Are there certain industries that you should be avoiding? Ugh, this is such a hard one to answer. I know that blah, 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 what was that sentence? Oh my God, did you miss me? Probably not. Not with me speaking like that. Whatever. I know one of the industries that's been massively impacted has been all of the like cryptocurrency, Bitcoin style organizations. Truthfully, I would avoid those like the plague we are in. What do they call it? A crypto drought? Is that what it's called? I need to Google this. 1 second. I tried Googling it. I think I made that phrase up, so I'm going to trademark it. But basically, crypto is not the space to be right now because of the rising inflation. It is going down the tubes, baby. So if it's something you love, if it's something you're passionate about, I never want to deter you or make you scared to do what you love. I just want you to have all the information you need so that you can make decisions that are going to set you up for success. Some websites are going to tell you that some careers are recession-proof, and that's true. You're always going to need teachers, nurses, physicians, surgeons, all of that great stuff. But I would really advise against you picking a career simply because you're scared of a recession. I think we have to trust that the market is going to level itself out, and we just need to make cautious but informed decisions so that we can protect ourselves for the time being. So right now, if you're thinking of moving companies, that's totally fine. I just want you to actually do your research and be very mindful of what industry and what contract you're signing yourself up for. In addition to that, I don't want you to let fear stop you from being bold in your current role. If you feel like growing at your company, don't be shy to ask for that promotion or ask for that raise. But I do think, especially with where we are right now, we might not see the raises that we're hoping to see at year end this year. I don't want to be the bearer of bad news, but I'd be very surprised if we were all getting the promotions and raises that we deserved in this economy, you know, in this current economy. I just don't think it's happening. I feel like a deadbeat dad or like a really shitty boyfriend that only shows up for you every couple of months. Like, that's how I feel neglecting this podcast. But honestly, y'all, I needed it. Like, I was just juggling way too much. And sometimes I still feel like I am juggling too much. I know Instagram and TikTok and YouTube doesn't sound like a lot, but that plus having a 9-to-5 job that, to be honest, is pretty like time intensive. It's not like a true 9-to-5. I work more than that. Plus having a dog, plus wanting to move, plus having a social life, and, you know, also still being single AF and trying to date. It's been hard. I feel like I'm balancing a lot. I know you are too. I'm not alone in this. That's why we get along. That's why we're besties, yada, yada. Anyways, I'm so excited for this new season. Thank you so much for hanging out with me. And if you're excited for the new content, for the yes, careers, but also like confidence and lifestyle, if there are things that you want to hear more about, like I'm so down to talk about whatever is going to help you feel confident, feel excited, and feel ready to grow in your career and in your personal life. Don't forget to rate and subscribe. It is so good hanging out with you. I missed you a lot. I'll talk to you next week.